Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2115, recorded on Wednesday, the 28th of October, 2020. I'm Richard Matthew, and I'm joined by Sue Ryan. In this edition, we'll be bringing you news items and letters from the Norwich Evening News, updates from our information desk, and two features. The first feature is by journalist Nick Richards, reflecting on his 20 years of journalism. Our second feature has NWT Reserves Officer Robert Morgan sharing what autumn means to him. This week, we welcome new listeners, Edna Pegnell, Mrs. Muriel Rowe, and Mrs. Sandra Larkins. Hello, and we hope you enjoy receiving Chatterbox. We had more messages than usual in the wallets this week. Five listeners sent in stamps. Our thanks go to Mrs. Janet Greenland, Mrs. M. Allen, Mrs. N. Pye, Mrs. S. Watts, and to Mrs. E. Berry. The stamps will, of course, be forwarded to Vision Norfolk. Seven listeners wrote in about problems with recent memory sticks. It seems that many sticks go back to the beginning if the player is turned off and then started again. Margaret Hales says that if you press the middle button, sometimes called the bookmark button, before you switch off the player, the stick will restart where you finished. However, we are asking our technical experts to look into this in case there is a problem we can fix. We'd like to thank Mr. G. Groot for your kind comments about the last recording. We've noted that you'd like to hear more reports from the back pages of the Evening News, and particularly about Norwich City's activities. All the editors are being advised of this. This year, we may be able to highlight Norwich City's challenge for promotion back to the Premier League. However, selection of articles is the editor's prerogative, and they don't all have the same priorities. The latest edition of Chatter Round will follow on after the end of this recording, and here's Marjorie giving us a brief summary of the delights she has in store.
Hello, this is Marjorie Ead, and I want to tell you that Chatter Round will be going out with this chatterbox. We've got the Antiques Roadshow expert Robert Tilney talking about guns and military medals. Dota Williams tells us about crafting and restoring fine quality violins. We hear about the role of a church warden from Roger Outlaw at Chedgrave. And finally, as Jarrold celebrates its 250th anniversary, Caroline Jarrold delves into its surprising history for us. I hope you can join us.
Our first section of news looks at the local effects of the coronavirus pandemic. The number of infections in Norfolk is still comparatively low, even when we have outbreaks in a food factory, as has happened recently. We'll start with the County Health Chief's assessment of our coronavirus cases leading up to the half-term break. Following on from this, we hear about the measures the UEA are taking to keep the transmission of coronavirus under control. We then learn of the introduction of COVID support officers who are now patrolling the city centre, and how some people and businesses are preparing for Christmas. Finally, we have advice on celebrating Bonfire Night, now that organised celebrations have been cancelled.